And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. If you want to call in, text in the number 833-687-4448. I wonder if you have any special memories of 4th of July. I'd love to hear them. I told some of mine earlier in the show. I know, Boomer, you said some of yours. By the way, you guys, I'm just going to ask you, we talked about it briefly, but Friday night you went to a drone show, which I just saw a minute ago on TV, is a new trend, especially where they're having droughts.
Have you ever seen a drone show?
What the frick is a drone show?
So, you know, the drones, you fly the drones, right? Yeah. Well, there's programs where you have hundreds of drones, and you, not you, but that program puts them up in the air, and it's basically a show. They move around, and they have different color lights, and they make different pictures up in the sky, basically putting on an entire show. So it could be anything from moving pictures to just stationary pictures. It's pretty cool.
So the drones don't ever run into each other and knock themselves out of the air?
So it's basically like just any type of computer program. I'm sure a lot of people know it out there that you can do, and you create this whole entire show on your computer, and then you throw it into the drones and then create your boundaries, and boom, there it is in the air.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I've never done it personally. Cool. That's my guess is how it works.
So now I saw one and it looked very elaborate. I mean, they had drones making the shape of a giant like Chinese dragon in the sky. And it was legit looking.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, is that CGI? And they're saying, oh, it's a drone show. Really? But I mean, the one you saw was a little more homespun, you said.
Right. And it was here. It was actually here in Rainbow City.
Yeah.
And I got to see it here, and they did good. And it was fun. It was fun. Everybody had a blast out there. The first time I've ever saw one was down actually in Orlando. And I saw it, and I didn't even know there was a show going on. You know, it's pitch black outside. You're just walking. Next thing you know, doof, all these drones lights come on in the air. You're like, are those?
Ah! It's an alien invasion.
Yeah. But then you're like, oh man, this is really cool.
Oh, that is cool. All right. I've got to see a drone show sometime soon. All right. Hey, by the way, Kevin from Selligent just texted in. He says, liberals and therapy go hand in hand. Yes, I would tend to agree. I'm going to jump into this next section here, and I would love y'all's thoughts on it. So my impression is that every time I see liberals with a great idea, which, by the way, that's like an oxymoron, liberal and great idea. Anyway, but whenever I see liberals and their great ideas, more often than not, if you get down to it, it typically involves not requiring you to have any personal responsibility for anything. I mean, think about what we're talking about. Affirmative action. The whole idea. And now, granted, times are different. I'm not talking about during the times of Jim Crow. I'm not talking about the times in which, you know, you had to sit in the back of the bus. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now, with the laws that we have now. Why was it still necessary for colleges to go, we need to make sure that we preferentially treat people of one race over another? We're past that point, y'all. Or how about, let's take a look at the whole student loan bailout. Well, we don't want you to feel bad because you have debt that you signed up for. We don't want you to worry about anything at all. In fact, we're going to rush in there and we're going to make this better for you. We're going to pay it off. And by the way, those of you that worked your way through college or went out and started a business or join the military or whatever else, you're just out of luck. Except the fact that you're going to be paying for the ones who are getting the bailout. Supreme Court said no. What did that do, though? All that was an opportunity for liberals in government to dissuade people from having any sense of personal responsibility. Why is that okay? Why do they want a culture where no one bears any responsibility? Because when you create the entitled mentality, I think it was Pastor Adrian Rogers says, when half of the country realizes they don't have to work because someone else will give them something, and the other half of the country realizes they don't want to work because somebody else is going to get the benefit of what they're working for, that is the downfall of society. No one wants to work, and those who could work decide they don't want to work as much because it's all going to somebody else. That's not the way the free market, the capitalist system that we have in place, that's not the way it works. And yet liberals are constantly reviewing the opportunity to take away responsibility. Why? Control. In my opinion, a big part of it is control. I don't know that all of them sit around and think, how can I gain more control of people? But their default, though, is to gain control of people. To make you believe that you cannot function without the auspices of government intervention. To make you feel like you're a victim, therefore we must rescue you. To make you feel like somebody somewhere done something and they must pay. And yet, what they've really done is fabricated the opportunity to remove any sense of personal responsibility. We're going to talk about it in a minute, a variety of different ways that I've seen right now with liberals moving more and more towards the idea of an entitled sense of mentality, trying to come on in, take away personal responsibility. And here we are on the eve of the 4th of July, the Independence Day celebration, in a country that was founded on the idea of go and get it, make it work, you can do this, this is freedom. And we're moving to the point now where like half the nation just wants somebody to give them something. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in all for good measure. Hey, listen, I'm moving the number two on the triple dipper, but keep in mind, coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, we've got a string of callers lined up that I know this you're going to want to hear. It's kind of interesting to me. We got congressmen, state officials, state legislators, all calling in just to basically wish folks a happy 4th of July. And so anyway, stay tuned for that. 4 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about Independence Day and taking calls as we go. By the way, speaking of taking calls, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number here. Dustin from Hazel Green, would you send me Dustin? I can't see it. It's Dustin, you sent me a black image. I can't tell what that is. And he sent me another. Oh, I think he's sending me, these must be drone shows. Is that what this is? Dustin, if you would explain to me, I think I would know what I'm doing. I think these are drone shows.
Yes.
Okay, is that what that is?
Drone shows.
Okay. All right, one of them was dark, which was not very impressive at all. So, like, I guess that was the night sky before the drone show started.
Maybe that's, just like, where are the drones? And then, boom, there they are.
Just like, yeah. Okay. But can you light a fuse on a drone? Okay.
Well,
and these drones.
Well, I guess you're like, it's not as fun. You don't get to light the fuse.
I know.
It'll blow up.
You just have to wait till one falls from the sky and blows up on the ground. John from Huntsville says, hey, Boomer, I've never seen a drone show, but I enjoy watching drone racing.
I
don't know of drone
racing. Drone racing is cool.
Drone racing? Is that like model airplane racing? What is that?
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen it a couple times just on TV, but there's like this giant warehouse, and they have this
inside?
Inside, outside, it could be anywhere. But I saw it that was inside, and they have a huge course where the drone goes, flies through things all around, does flips. I mean, all kinds of stuff, and it was a race. It was pretty fun to watch.
Okay.
Good pilots. Good drone pilots.
Does anything blow up?
No. Oh, I guess if they ran into a wall, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's always a chance.
All right. Hey, we are in number two of the triple dipper, equity versus responsibility. This push for equity, by the way, keep in mind equity and equality, two separate things. Equality is where you level the playing field and give everyone the opportunity for the same things. Everyone has an equal opportunity to move forward. Equity is when you go, I'm sorry, you didn't get enough. Let me give you some of his. That's the way equity works. Well, equity, by the way, is based on the idea that personal responsibility is not near as important as government action. That, did you hear that? Equity is founded in the principle that personal responsibility is not near as important as government action. Wow. I need to, Boomer, that just came out of my head. I need to put that on a t-shirt. I'm just saying.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so let me give you one example that really just kind of struck me. And this is not big time. This is not like one of those stories like, hey, Supreme Court, nothing like that. I just saw this story, and this is what kicked it in. AL.com, right here in Alabama, AL.com, that bastion of, you know, liberal thought here in the state of Alabama, had a story that ran yesterday. It says, the morning after pill vending machines appear on dozens of college campuses. Huh. Okay. So now we have vending machines, that the kind of thing that used to be tucked away in the seedy bathrooms at the truck stop, right? Now we have vending machines that sell, like, here. Okay, here's, I'll just go to the article, AL.com. Since last November, a library at the University of Washington has featured a different kind of vending machine, one that's become more popular on campuses around the country since the U.S. Supreme Court ended constitutional protections for abortion last year. You see where we're going, right? It's stocked with ibuprofen, pregnancy tests, and the morning after pill, according to the Associated Press. Okay, as if that's not enough, it goes on to say the machines are part of a push on college campuses to ensure, here's the phrase, emergency contraceptives are cheap, discreet, and available. Boomer's shaking his head. There are now 39 universities in 17 states with emergency contraceptive vending machines, and at least 20 more considering them, according to the American Society for Emergency Contraception. What the frick is an emergency contraception? Emergency tends to imply something that, you know, is drastically needed, as opposed to contraception, which is the other word, which tends to imply having taken preemptive action. Usually it's not an emergency to need contraception. Anyway, the 2022 ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, says the article, is putting people's lives at stake, says Kelly Cleland, the American Society for Emergency Contraception's executive director. How do you get a job, Boomer? I mean, just how do you get a job where people say, hey, what do you do for a living? I'm the executive director of the American Society for Emergency Contraception. What resume do you have to have?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I'm watching Boomer move his mouth and nothing's coming out.
Nothing's coming out.
Oh, God, I just look at this and think, are you?
You were just appointed.
You think?
Yeah.
The American Society for Emergency Contraception, which, hi, let's trade business cards. Here's mine. Oh, I see that you are the executive director for the American Society for Emergency Contraception. What a ridiculous job. The 2022 ruling overturning Roe v. Wade is putting people's lives at stake, says Kelly Cleland, the ASEC's executive director. Pregnancy prevention is all the more urgent. Wow. If you live in a state where you cannot get an abortion, you can't get an abortion anywhere near you, the stakes are so much higher than they've ever been before. So Washington State this year became the first U.S. state to set aside money, $200,000, to fund a variety of $10,000 grants that colleges can use to expand access to emergency contraceptives. You know what that is? That's basically saying, please, live irresponsibly, and we'll be there for you. That's what that's saying. Here's your tax dollars. We're going to make sure that you don't have to worry about that personal responsibility. Like, you know, for decades, for hundreds, for thousands of years, people didn't have vending machines with the morning after pill in it. Pray tell, how did we survive as a society without government tax dollars being used to provide people with emergency contraception? Here's an idea. How about personal responsibility? How about willpower? How about if you decide you're going to get an abortion, you're just going to have to get in the car and drive to the next state? Because that's what happens when you make decisions. You take responsibility for them. Or how about this? Keep the child. But that's the kind of mindset that we have in the liberal view. The liberal view will always default to, we should stop you from having to worry about personal responsibility. We're the government, and we're here to help, which Ronald Reagan says is one of the scariest phrases you could ever hear. For instance, let's take a look at reparations in California. Reparations in California, says a story came out just about 3 days ago. Red State has this one. California's Reparations Task Force releases its final report of 1,000 pages of wish-casting nonsense. Says a few days ago, Reuters published a 7,000-word report disguised as journalism. The article that reported that two Supreme Court justices, five presidents, and over 100 legislators had all descended from ancestors who owned slaves. Wow. So basically, they're haunting your background. It appears that someone in your past 150-plus years ago may have owned a slave. I don't know what to say to that. But not to be outdone, though, the state of California also launched its reparations task force. Its purpose was ultimately to demand money from taxpayers who never owned slaves, from a state that was never a slave state, for people who were never enslaved. The task force preliminarily suggested a number, a big number, $800 billion for the state of California alone. So here's what happened. Gavin Newsom, being the knucklehead that he is, said, we're going to do a thing. Sort of like Biden with his, you know, bailout of student loans. We're going to do a thing, and I want to explore the opportunity to give every black person in the state of California money because they're black and because someone 150 years ago may have been a slave. What if they moved here in 1960? I don't know what to say to that. What if there's never been slaves in the state of California? I don't know how to address that. But we're going to do it. So he sets up a reparations task force. And I don't think he really thought they were going to do anything. Oh, Lord, they did something. They came back and they got ornery. They got mad. They got with it. And they came out with a 1,000-page report that is not just filled with the idea that $2.5 million per person would be sufficient. But then it also went on to require a bunch of other things of the state. They want to make sure, by the way, that the state of California repeals the state law that forbids racial preferences by the state, to amend the Constitution to prohibit state institutions from considering race or ethnicity, which basically means they want to consider race and ethnicity. They want to amend the California Constitution to prohibit involuntary servitude. Yes, that's right. The task force recommends they abolish slavery. Oh, never mind the 13th Amendment. They want to address and remedy discrimination against African-American LGBTQ plus youth and adults, reduce economic disparities for African-American LGBTQ plus population. And it goes on from there. I could just keep reading this stuff. But the bottom line is, when you're the government and you believe that entitlements are the way to go, no one should have responsibility. I watched the other day on a news report as this reparations task force basically yelled and taunted its way into its final report and then allowed public opinion to come to the microphone and, you know, be spoken. Sure, fine, whatever. Except that people are already of the false belief that if they just hold on a little longer, checks are coming. So much so that one man at the microphone said, I don't know when y'all are going to get this done. Could y'all go ahead and extend us all lines of credit so we can use this to leverage for loans so we can go buy things? And I'm thinking, I don't think he understands the way life works. And he looks like he's 60 years old. But when you've been brought up to believe that the government should rescue you from having any sense of personal responsibility, this is what you get. A 1,000-page reparations task force costing $800 billion with all kinds of things written into it like, oh, by the way, let's abolish slavery. Never mind that we did 150 years ago. All right, we'll go to a break right now. We'll come right back. We'll talk about it a little bit more. And then coming up top of the hour, we're going to switch gears. We're going into Independence Day mode, y'all. Going to give away some T-shirts in the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, I mean. Taking a bunch of calls in from various elected officials. And it's having a good day of it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. I was hot micing a minute ago, probably, but we were talking about the weather because we're sitting here just looking out the window. It's like, did it get dark all of a sudden? And the answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where y'all are, but parts of North Alabama, especially Northeast Alabama, have got some red cells flying over the top. So just be weather aware, y'all. And if you're going to get on the road, check the radar because there's stuff coming. And I mean, we're literally watching the weather. It just changed. Like, it was beautiful.
It just
and
changed
sunny.
Literally in like 4 minutes. It went from bright to now almost dark.
Yeah, and almost dark. And the trees are moving. I can give you a blow by blow, but I'm not going to right now. We'll just go ahead and stop there. Anyway, all said and done, keep your weather alert going, all right? I'm in this section right now. I'm going to wrap it up here in the next few minutes. Top of the hour, we're going to switch gears. We're going into Independence Day mode. There's a series of phone calls that we'll have with a variety of different state officials and congressmen and others who are calling in and just getting their thoughts out there on 4th of July. But just saying, there's also going to be some T-shirt giveaways going on in the next hour. We'll be throwing out some trivia, some Independence Day trivia, and then we'll take your answers on the text lines. Can't use the phone lines for that because the phone lines will be filled up with scheduled callers, so just be aware. But yeah, the text lines, keep yourself ready, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Glenn from Bluntsville just texted in a minute ago. He says, how many different kinds of contraceptives are there on the market? I don't know the answer to your question, Glenn. And I'm not sure I want to know. but why they have to be emergency contraceptives, I don't know. I see Dustin emailed me a link to something. I don't know what it says, but Dustin from Hazel Green linking in. Hey, but this whole thing I'm doing right now, wrapping this section up. The liberals constantly want you to believe that personal responsibility is not near as good as government intervention. Don't you worry. Don't you do that thing. You don't have to take responsibility for your actions. You don't have to pay off that student loan you took out. There's no reason for you to have to worry about that child you may be birthing. There's nothing you need to do right now except sit back and wait for Uncle Sam just to send it to you. We'll take care of that. Don't you worry. We'll make sure that you get things that nobody should ever get. And then I look at some of the things that people try to do to meet them in the middle, and that's not good enough, man. Like, for instance, Alabama is one of the only states in the nation that has resisted the idea of expanding Medicaid. And there are forces afoot right now that are trying to make that happen. They would love to have you expand Medicaid in the state of Alabama. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I was in the legislature, we were part of the fight against that. It's an entitlement program that still, to this day, sucks down an incredible amount of our budget. I mean, between the Corrections Department, prisons, and Medicaid, something like 52% of the general fund budget is those two items alone. And they get bigger every year. If you expand Medicaid, more people can qualify for it. We can give them what they don't have. And I get it. I hear you saying that. How do you pay for it? Well, we'll be able to draw down more federal match dollars and the federal government will pay for it at first. And then we have to pick up more of the match, don't we? And then, oh, by the way, it becomes bigger. And then pretty soon, you've got the vast preponderance of the state of Alabama being paid for with Medicaid dollars for their health care. And how do you sustain that? Pretty soon, what are you going to cut? Do we cut the Department of Mental Health? Do we cut the Department of Corrections? Do we cut state troopers? Which department do you want to, do we take it from the education budget? Oh, teachers union have something to say about that. What do we have to do? Next thing you know, we're raising taxes. Because you cannot sustain that kind of thing ad nauseum, ad infinitum. You cannot sustain that in perpetuity. It won't work. Georgia has launched Medicaid expansion. They were one of our 10 holdouts. Georgia has launched Medicaid expansion, but they're trying to do it in what they consider to be a responsible way. Governor Kemp is limiting expanded coverage to adults earning up to 100% of the poverty line. In other words, you can't be like 30% of the poverty line. We'll cover you. And coverage is only available if you can have provide documentation that you are working or volunteering or studying in the vocational rehab for 80 hours a month. So basically what he's saying is Medicaid for work. Oh, really? That's a little different. Medicaid for work. Except that it's being seen right now that President Joe Biden's administration is unlikely to approve those requirements at the state level. He's basically going to say, no, no, we're going to give it to them free. Anybody who wants it. That's not what I signed up for, Governor Kemp. You can't ask people to actually work for something. That's called responsibility, and we're the government. We don't encourage that sort of thing. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears. 833-687-4448. Give us your best memories of 4th of July. Coming up next, we'll be taking several calls in from elected officials and giving away some T-shirts and just talking about Independence Day. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.